NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams joins me now for some analysis on the Schiavo case. Good morning.
Good morning, Renee.
Tell us about the politics in this case.
It's very interesting, Renee. A memo was circulated among Republicans in the Senate late last week, which said basically this is great politics for Republicans, in specific because they saw Democrats as having difficulty dealing with the issue. And they were very concerned about the fact that Bill Nelson, a Florida senator, will be up for re-election in 2006, and that this might put him on the defensive. George Greer, who's been the judge in this case, has said when the Congress tried to act last week by issuing a subpoena for Terri Schiavo and asking that her feeding tube be reinserted, at that point, Judge Greer said that there was just no basis for the Congress to intervene and that he could find no cogent reason why they should intervene, and that the last-minute action by Congress does not invalidate years of court rulings. So what you had was literally the local courts in Florida asserting their rights to act independently of the politics of the Congress.
When he signed the bill in the wee hours of this morning, President Bush said, quote, "Our courts should have a presumption in favor of life." Does that link the Terri Schiavo case to the issue of abortion?
It does, Renee. And what you have here is, and this was noted in the memo that I cited to you earlier that had been circulated among the Republican senators. In that memo, it noted that people opposed to abortion will be excited because of this debate. And again, as you mentioned, it plays into President Bush's emphasis on what he calls a culture of life in America. Now, the Senate Majority Leader, a doctor, Bill Frist of Tennessee, said that what happened here in terms of the congressional action over the weekend should not affect assisted suicide cases and that it acts as no precedent in any other case. But clearly, the people who have been putting the pressure on the politicians have been people who are opposed to abortion in America.
Now, the House Majority Leader, Tom DeLay, has taken a leading role in this debate at a time when he is under increasing personal scrutiny.
That's right, Renee. It's fascinating to watch here the political dynamics that are taking place because although he's yet to be indicted for breaking any House rules, House Majority Leader Tom DeLay has been admonished three times in the last year by the House Ethics Committee. And then there have been questions about whether or not there's been people forced off the House Ethics Committee who might be critical of DeLay and even changes in terms of the rules inside the House Ethics Committee as to what constitutes a violation. And then concern among Republicans that as the rules are changed, the public may have something of a backlash in terms of feeling that they're protecting one of their own. But the latest controversy just before the Terri Schiavo case involved allegations that Tom DeLay had taken money from lobbyists to pay for trips that he had made to Asia and to England. In addition, there are charges that he may have been involved in funneling money to illegal campaign contributions to candidates that he supports. Some of his aides in Texas have been indicted in that case.
You know, on another subject, Juan, last week the Senate acted on the budget in ways that surprised and displeased the White House. What's going on there?
Well, what you see, Renee, is that the Senate Budget Committee, in the course of approving a $2.6 trillion budget for the fiscal year 2006, did away or erased White House proposed budget cuts for Medicaid spending. They also did away with cuts for community development block grants, for scholarships for education, spending on fire and emergency services. What you see here is that they have not only done away with some of the proposed cuts, but they've also doubled the tax cuts to $134 billion over 5 years. That's more than the Bush White House had requested, more than the very conservative House of Representatives had requested.
The president today continues his efforts to promote changes to Social Security, and he continues to meet resistance.
Well, he does. And what you see is that the polls indicate that only about 35% of Americans approve of President Bush's handling of the Social Security issue. But what you're seeing develop is that many of the people he was counting on as his supporters, people in the financial services, brokers and the like, are now running into opposition from not only AARP, the senior citizens group, but organized labor putting pressure. And so what you're seeing is the pressure growing against President Bush on the Social Security issue.
Thank you, Juan.
You're welcome, Renee.
NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams.